Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, linebacker Matthew Judon. Matt, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hey, thank you all for having me.
We appreciate your time. Let me ask you this. 41-7, we talked about it last week on the program. The build-up made it about the quarterback, so Lamar versus Deshaun Watson, but you guys actually went up against that Houston offense. How would you assess your performance defensively as a team? Was that the most complete Ravens defensive performance this year?
Yeah, I think we did a lot of good stuff to, you know, kind of confuse their offense. And we played a big part. You know, we played our part, and we did our job. And, you know, the proof is in the pudding.
Hey, Matt, talk about Chuck Clark, because it seems like when he came in, put the green dot on, we didn't hear about communication mistakes anymore. Everything kind of settled into place. Talk about Chuck.
I think Chuck is a great player. I think Chuck don't get enough recognition as he deserves. And he out there, like you said, he got the green dot, and he's leading us, and he's communicating. He's getting people lined up. And he's making plays, and he's playing fast. And Chuck wears a lot of hats on our defense. And I think his play never drops, no matter where he is, if he's covering, if he's in a post, or if he's down there doing the dirty work in the trenches. I mean, big kudos to Chuck, man. He's doing a heck of a job this season.
Now, a couple of times in the run game, you slanted on inside, unblocked. They're off. Now, I watch film every week, Matthew, and I watch film of the opponents, and I don't know what you thought, but I thought their offensive line sucked, to be totally honest. I didn't think they were very physical. I didn't think they moved their feet very well. What was your opinion of their offensive line?
I don't have no opinion on the offensive line, man. I play for the Ravens. You know, I don't coach the other team. I don't get into it with the other team. They don't have nothing to do with me. My job is to go out there and, you know, make plays and dominate whoever we're playing. So if that's what your opinion is, you got that opinion, because, you know, my opinion is all one-sided. I'm rooting for the Ravens. And if they suck that week, or if they're not blocking well that week, I think it's only because we playing that good.
Matthew Judon joining us, Vidi and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Pro Bowl voting underway. Go to NFL.com/Pro Bowl vote and give Matthew a tally there, coming off a big 7-tackle, 2-sack performance against Houston. We have seen, Matthew, you guys, the Ravens defense, start to make plays, scoring some touchdowns. Is the goal to still set the record for touchdowns scored by a defense at 10, I believe it is?
Yeah, our goal is to try to break every defensive record, you know. So if we can do that one, and the 10 touchdowns would be that would be huge, man. It's hard to break, as you see, man. Offense is scoring a lot of points, and it's kind of hard to get in the end zone, man. But Ferg could have helped us out with one, man. He could have, on that fumble, he could have scooped, rolled, and scored, man. He could have helped us out.
Hey, Matthew, what's it like, you know, like in this game, you played with two guys that had just showed up that week, and about 3 weeks ago, you played with two linebackers that just showed up that week. What's it like when you have new guys coming in like that?
Well, I think the biggest part about it is, you know, they showed up, and then in the game, they also showed up. I think the Pico and Jelly, they played excellent when they were in the game. I think it wasn't no let off. And then when Josh Bynes and LJ came, I think they also played really well in their first and their debuts. And I still think they're their play is at a high level right now. So I think with them just getting comfortable as fast as they got comfortable with the system, and, you know, just when you get more reps at it and, you know, you get more looks at it and you in those meetings longer, I just think they're going to get more comfortable and they're just going to their play is just going to raise.
Now, talk about like Brandon Williams has been spectacular, especially the last 3 weeks. He's been, you know, rushing the passer, playing the run all over the place. Talk about Brandon Williams' improvement, I guess maybe since Earl got on him. Need some water?
I just really think, man, Brandon is comfortable right now, man. Yeah. He's real comfortable, and he's playing at a high level. Excuse me. And I don't think it was because anybody got on him, but that is funny, though. But I don't think that's the reason. I think it's because he a pro, and he knows we need him. He's kind of the center of our defense. And when he's playing at a dominant level, him and Mike Pierce, when they're playing at a dominant level, it frees up backers. It frees up run throughs, and then when they can help rush the passer on first and second down, like they're doing, in third down, and get to the passer and get them down, that's just huge for our defense.
Matthew Judon joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Go to NFL.com/Pro Bowl vote. Put a vote in for Matthew. I know you're pressed for time, so a couple more quick things. You mentioned Jalen Ferguson. What has been the key for him now becoming a guy that we're noticing every Sunday, Matthew?
Oh, just his effort. I think he plays with phenomenal effort. Running to the ball, working offensive tackles. He just got his first one this weekend, and it was a great move, and he's been doing that all year, and we just tell him, you know, like, it's gonna come, and he's staying patient and he's staying committed, and he's doing a wonderful job.
Hey, Matthew, what's it like standing on a sideline watching Lamar?
Man, it's unbelievable the things he can do with the football, and I think it's more that he want to get everybody the ball. Like, he don't care. His biggest target is Mark Andrews, right?
Right.
But I think Mark didn't get a pass thrown to him till like the second quarter, you know, or something like that. But I think everybody's touching the ball. Everybody's spread out. And I don't know if you can call it keeping the defense honest, because, you know, they got to watch out for him running the ball. They got to watch out for our running backs running the ball. They got to watch out for the play action passes to the tight end. I just think it's a headache kind of going against this guy. And then with his athleticism, it's unbelievable.
Matthew Judon, Ravens linebacker, joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Go to NFL.com/Pro Bowl vote. We expect to see at least 10 Ravens in the Pro Bowl this year, or maybe not, because hopefully they'll be in Miami playing in the Super Bowl. Matthew, we appreciate your time. Good luck against the Rams on Monday night.
All right, thank you all for having me.
Matthew Judon, Ravens linebacker, joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.